It's the Mike Helton Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Tonight, the Christmas party happens at LBC. Everybody's invited. Ronnie D's on stage playing. We're tending bar. Most of the Bone staff will be there. I want to tell you how great this listening audience is. The whole thing is designed to raise money for the Calta Family Foundation, which is buying gifts and clothes and all sorts of stuff for families for the holidays. So I was talking about yesterday, there's this couple in Port Charlotte who are foster parents.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to become permanent parents of this child. And they are getting just strung through the ringer. You want to know why people jump overseas to adopt kids? It's just easier to go over there and grab one. Don't grab it.
You just grab it. If you can get it back to America, it's yours.
You don't have to get to America. Just get to a neutral country.
Right, yeah.
Dude.
Like home base.
Right.
Yeah.
But these people are trying to do it the right way, and they keep running through hoops and trying to get things done. Anyway, all they asked for, they said, we've spent a lot of money on the court stuff and taking care of the kids. What we'd like to do is we bought a house with a nice big yard for these kids to play, maybe get a swing set. And I was like, great, okay, we can do that. It's in our budget to go ahead and buy them a swing set. And then a swing set company emailed me yesterday, and they said we'd like to help out with that.
Very nice.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
So, you know, that's the kind of thing that we're looking for Christmas. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, you don't want to have a bad Christmas. You think of how great the Christmases were when you were a kid. Even at my poorest that my family ever was, my mother never made us have a bad Christmas. We had Atari.
Right.
My mother would use like her income tax money and save it and buy us stuff. We had Atari when Atari came out. We had VCRs when VCRs came out. So we were pretty much up to speed on what the other kids had. But that was just because I had a selfish mother who would just do stuff for us, you know. But I want to make sure that we can, you know, try to make Christmas as good as we can for as many kids. And thankfully, we got the right people in our listening audience and the right people who are involved and trying to help to do things like that. And, you know, after Christmas, it'll extend on to other things to help people out. So we can do it in fun ways. So join us tonight at LBC.
Yeah. It's funny that you said two of the things was Atari and VCR. We had those, but my dad, who would read Consumer Report, would always get what was rated like the best thing, whatever, before the trend took over. So we had Intellivision.
Yep.
Which was...
Intellivision was good.
Yeah, it was really good. It just didn't take off.
What was Intellivision?
Intellivision was a game console. It was, I don't know who made it, whatever, but Atari just
it didn't have a joystick.
Off.
It had a controller
with numbers.
Like a cell phone and like a little dial on it.
Yeah, and then we had a VCR, but we had a Betamax, a Sony Betamax, because it had a better sound and visual quality and stuff. But VHS took off.
Blew up, huh?
Yeah, and it got to the point where we're like, hey, Dad, they don't have Beta... We can't rent movies. Like, they don't. It's all right. VHS.
So, you know, that I have, it was Blu-ray or HD DVD.
Yeah.
And HD DVD was by far the better product, but Sony had the money behind Blu-ray.
Yeah.
So Blu-ray won and HD DVDs went away. I still have one unopened.
Right, because that technology jumped around so fast and stuff, because Laserdisc was out there for a while and, you know, different things. And you're like, oh, I got this. And it was $8,000. And then they're like, yeah, you can buy one for $100 now.
Yeah.
And it's totally obsolete. Like, you can get one at a convenience store now.
Yeah. Oh, my heart.
Crazy. All right, let's check in with that tonight anyway at LBC. And that is happening in that is happening in Palm Harbor. Dr. Bill?
Yeah. I was looking.
I texted you.
I was out there. I had a. You didn't. I'm kidding. Oh, I know you did.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
I had a special sandwich out there for you. I mean, jeez, man.
My
it's okay. I have five kids out there. Didn't have PJs, and they were looking for them.
I got the PJs. I got the PJs. I was so sick last night, man. I could not breathe. And my son went to the hockey game. My daughter was at dance, and I was like, I just have to go home and try to get better.
No, dude, I'm busting your chops, man. I would just have Yoko stand on your back. You'd be good.
Please do.
Make you breathe a little better. So, anyways, all right, well, listen, guys, have a great weekend. Good luck at your event tonight.
I do have PJs. I will bring them by.
Yeah, man, that's good. All you guys have fun, all right?
Thank you, buddy.
Love you.
Bye. See you, buddy. Bye.
Oh, that hurt my heart a little bit. Scott, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good, man. What's happening?
Good. With the election there next year going on, I'd like to see if we can make a nomination for G Geo to be treasurer of the newly founded Calta Family Foundation.
I don't know.
Why does the word abscond come to mind?
Scrounge!
I don't see Geo that being a problem, but we got it all taken care of. Thank you.
Being around that long?
Hold on.
Bless you.
I spit my own hand. Let's check in with Galvin. He's got today's news.
And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Calta Show.
What do we have in news today, Galvin?
Today's news brought to you by Peltz Shoes. Peltz Shoes specializes in style and comfort for all shoe brands and sizes, even hard-to-find fits. So if you got the fat foot, you got the skinny foot, one's bigger than the other, like mine. Mine's
what?
My left foot is a half size smaller than my right foot. Maybe like a quarter, a little bit. I think a lot of people's are.
Really?
Though. Yeah, go in and get custom measured, and you'll know. 6 locations throughout Tampa Bay, PeltzShoes.com.
Yeah, and if you don't know where the location is, you don't have to Google it. You just start going like this. Peltz. And then all of a sudden you just find it.
Yeah.
You just keep doing that till you walk to the store.
You'll hear like harp music, and then you'll be there.
You just give them your size.
Like fog comes over and stuff.
And measure your feet to see if one's not bigger than the other one.
Yep.
And then you get the shoes that you need.
I want to get into this right away because this is definitely some important stuff. The butterfly from The Masked Singer.
I don't know. Hold on. Now, I saw that Gladys Knight was one of them.
Uh-huh.
That's a big deal because she's a good singer.
That's a big deal, but that was because... She did something with the Super Bowl, and it was on Fox.
It seems
like it always ties in that
who
way.
Who they can get.
Yeah, like they had Terry Bradshaw because he's on Fox.
Oh, Terry Bradshaw was one of them, too?
Maybe last year. Yeah. I don't know. They had Johnny Weir, the ice skater. Yeah. Raven, Simone.
All right, so who have been some of them this year? Dr. Drew, right?
I don't know if that was this year. I don't know. That kind of all blends together.
All right, so there was a moth.
A butterfly, and it was revealed, and of course, some of the guesses were President Obama. Is it Ayatollah Khomeini? No.
I thought Obama was going to do that.
Yeah.
I
love their guesses. They're all like, it's Lady Gaga. No, she's not going to do that.
Put it this way. You judging idiots are the most famous people they can get for their show.
Right.
And it's under you.
Yes. It was Michelle Williams.
Which Michelle Williams? White Michelle Williams or Black Michelle Williams?
Destiny's Child. Yeah,
Destiny's
Child. Oh, from Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a pretty big deal.
I have the week's reveals if you would like them.
She actually got time off working. She works. She does stocking for Pelt Shoes.
Yeah.
Does in the warehouse. And yeah, that's what she does.
When she signed up, she said, if anybody calls, I may have to take a nap and leave her absence.
Right, yeah. They were nice enough to let her off to dress as a butterfly.
All right, Spanish.
Yes.
Tell me who they've been.
Okay, so week 7, like Galvin, you were saying, was Patti LaBelle.
I didn't say that.
I said it.
Oh,
okay.
You said it. Right.
No, you didn't say Patti LaBelle.
Oh, I thought you said
Gladys Knight.
Gladys Knight. You're racist.
Same thing to me.
Yeah.
Week 6, the ladybug was Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Week 5, the penguin and the black widow was Sherry Shepherd and Raven Simone. Week 4, the skeleton was Paul Schaefer.
Oh, Paul Schaefer.
Yeah.
I'm a singer.
Yeah,
I'm
a skeleton. The week 3, the eagle was Dr. Drew. The panda from week 2 was Layla Ali. And this season's week 1, the egg and the ice cream was Johnny Weir and Tyler Ninja Blevins.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Ninja was on. That's right.
There you go. So their guesses of George Clooney and Robert Redford. Who else did they guess in there?
The president.
Jimmy Page.
What?
Yeah. Their guesses are so grandiose, and then, nope, it's Johnny Weir.
Yeah.
Not that Johnny Weir's not famous, and he was a great skater and all that stuff, but he's not this A-list celebrity that they keep on guessing.
Johnny Weir looks like he could be the villain in any Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you showed up and stole your shoes.
Yeah. Snooty bad guy. Yeah.
Do you want last season's reveals?
Sure. Let's find out all about this.
Well, clearly these are going to be huge stars. Let's go.
All right. So I'll start from the season finale.
I know T.I. won, right?
I do not have that. So that was the season finale. It was T-Pain, the monster.
T.I. is much more famous than T-Pain.
Oh, wow. They're already same to you.
Yeah. You already made me feel racist with Patti LaBelle. Yeah, I'm not touching that.
Well, that's because you are.
of week 8 in season 1's The Lion and the Rabbit was Rumor Willis and Joey Fatone.
Rumor Willis.
I love Rumor Willis.
Yeah, I know, but not Bruce Willis.
No.
Not right. Demi Moore.
Not just
not Ashton Kutcher, who was banging Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Rumor Willis. Rumor and what was the other one?
Rumor Willis.
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone. Joey
yeah. Not Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. The week 7 was the alien that was LaToya Jackson.
LaToya.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Couldn't even get Reby.
The Raven was week 6. That was Ricky Lake.
Wow. Okay.
Week 5, the unicorn was Tori Spelling.
Yeah.
The poodle from week 4 was Margaret
By the way,
Cho.
Was Fox was BH90210. That was on Fox, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
The deer from week 3 was Terry Bradshaw.
Uh-huh.
The week 2 was the pineapple was Tommy Chong.
Tommy Chong. Couldn't even get Cheech.
You'll like pineapple. This one. Season 1, week 1, the hippo was Antonio Brown.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Well, there you go. There's your match. Do you think they will get any better as the season goes on?
I don't think I'll ever get it.
I'd be like, put the mask back on. You were cool as a bug.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, if you just one time is all you need is for somebody to be a fan of that show and Meryl Streep takes a gorilla's head off.
Yeah.
And it's Meryl Streep.
And you're like,
you
what?
Go, whoa.
Whoa.
Not going to happen.
Never going to happen. Yeah.
No, there's no way. All right, over to real news. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday the House was proceeding with articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump, a historic step that is likely to make Trump the third president in U.S. history to be impeached. Here is what Nancy Pelosi had to say.
Today, I'm asking our chairman to proceed with articles of impeachment. Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit.
The democracy is not at stake.
No, yeah.
The speaker's announcement is the clearest signal yet that Democrats are moving to impeach the president before Christmas. Oh, that's not a nice Christmas.
Never happened. They can never get anything done before Christmas break. They're not going to get this done.
The House Judiciary Committee announced later Thursday that its next impeachment hearing will be Monday, December 9th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, where it will hear evidence from the staff councils of both the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees.
And they don't have enough votes to get him out of office, so just like Clinton, he'll be impeached, and then he'll just still be president.
I saw a guy the other day that said something, I don't know who he is, and I'm paraphrasing what he said. He goes, you don't have enough to impeach. And he goes, and this is going to hurt future impeachments if there's a possibility of it. He goes, if you look at who has been impeached and all the facts that they had and all this stuff, he goes, what this looks like to me is 90%. Or you said 10% wrongdoing, 90% we hate you.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Type of thing.
That's pretty obvious. And it works in the reverse. Like I've said many times, you don't even have to be a big Trump fan. But when you see how ridiculous that this is, it's pushing people away from the Democrats as well. Maybe not even necessarily over to Trump, but it's pushing people away from the Democrats. The Democrats are saying this is hurting us the most.
Yeah.
What happens in the Democratic Party? Does Hillary get back in? Everybody's speculating because she went on Howard Stern, even though she was on there to promote a book, that was a big way to test the water.
I don't know. It's interesting because there are a lot of people that like Hillary, which is crazy to me. But, you know, if she jumps back in now, I would come in pretty good as here I'm here to save the Democratic Party.
But will she?
Yeah,
will she? I mean, she couldn't win last time. And now she's got this Epstein thing, whether she had anything to do with it or not. Yeah. But everybody's pointing at her and pointing fingers.
Sure. What I'm saying, though, is riding that wave of, look at all these losers. They can't do it. I'm the one that can do it, even though she didn't do it before.
Right.
But people have a short memory. So they'll be like, yay, Hillary's going to save us. And, you know.
And
so.
We haven't seen anything from Bloomberg yet. Bloomberg could come in and dazzle.
Oh, did you see what he said? If you have a gun in your house, you're an idiot.
Well, he said that a long time ago, and
but
it's the same thing as Trump. You take it out of context, it looks horrible. But yes, that's going to be the problem: is that you get a guy who in there who's got the business sense, got the billions, got an experienced history of doing a great job in the toughest city in the world of cleaning it up and getting it together, and then somebody pulls that up, and then all the people who are gun people are like, well, I didn't vote for him. Right. You know, he can have his opinions on guns. He doesn't have to be. It's whether he'll be proactive in trying to change the laws on guns that you have to worry about.
It's not like Beto saying we're going to take your guns.
Yeah, right.
He can, like, listen, okay. You can call me an idiot all you want, as long as you don't try to do anything to come and change my freedoms. I'm not that concerned. It's going to be very interesting. I think that yesterday Drudge had a poll up where you can go and vote on who you think the presidential candidate for the Democrats was going to be. And Biden, by the way, still led by a big majority. And Hillary came in second, and she was not even running.
Yeah.
And then Bloomberg, and he just got in the race. So it just goes to show you how the other candidates are not stacking up whatsoever.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, if I had a bet on it, I'd bet it's going to be Trump next time, impeachment or not.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
I think for as many people as secretly hate him, there's a lot more that secretly love him.
I agree with that 100%. I think a big thing, like what you were touching on earlier, especially people my age, when I talk to them about this stuff, is all anybody's talking about is how all the Democrats do is make a huge deal about nothing, and unemployment is down, everybody's making money right now, so why screw with it? I think we're going to see more from Andrew Yang also.
Of him exploding other dairy products in people's mouths.
What's worse, him squirting whipped cream into people's mouths while they're on their knees, or Joe Biden biting his wife's finger?
I have to tell you, Joe Biden biting his wife's finger is just silly. That was nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, my wife, that's something I would totally do, and it has nothing to do with mental capacity.
But it did just...
looked weird.
Yeah, it looks so weird.
She's trying to give, like, a serious talk, and he's over there nibbling on her finger.
I don't know. I thought it was cute.
But I watched the video of the whipped cream because I wasn't here yesterday. I was out doing breakfast. And I was, during the after show, you were doing the news story. So I went and looked it up.
Awkward, right?
What in the world was
Galvin pointed
thinking?
Out his campaign manager freaking out.
He was like, all right, enough. Yeah. And I was just like, how did he think like that was a good idea, asking grown men to get on their knees? And what grown men willingly get on their knees?
Right, that's what I said, too. They're like,
he's like, me, I'm next. And we're like, what?
You know that campaign manager was like, Yang, I went to Harvard. How am I supposed to get you elected to become the president of the United States? First off, you're trying to give money away, what are you, Oprah?
Yeah.
Now you're squirting whipped cream into people's mouth? Like, get out of here. Come on, it's crazy.
Would it have been different if he was doing it to women instead of men?
No.
Maybe worse. They would have been like, look at him, he's degrading them.
No, it was just dumb all the time.
Like, but what was going through his mind?
He doesn't care. Nerds love the celebrity that they're getting right.
Right,
now.
And he is a total nerd. It has no, like, social skills. You can tell he's like, yeah, look, I'm putting whipped cream in their mouth, and this is great.
I can't wait till, like, Cory Booker or somebody brings it up during the debate. You're squirting cream in men's mouth. Yeah. I'm over here trying to fight for homeless people.
How great would that be if they said something? I don't know if Yang wants to talk about this or if he has his mouth full of whipped cream. That'd be such a burn. I'm going to write for these guys. George Zimmerman is back in the news. Remember crazy George Zimmerman?
I do.
The neighborhood watch volunteer acquitted of homicide charges in 2012, the fatal shooting of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin in Sanford, Florida. He is suing Martin's family, prosecutors, and others involved in the case, he claims, rested on false evidence. The suit in Polk County Circuit Court cites information in a documentary about the case that accuses the Martin family of engineering false testimony. The suit seeks $100 million in civil damages, alleging defamation, abuse of civil process, and conspiracy. The lead defendant in the suit is Sabrina Fulton, which is Martin's mother.
Clark Brooks, who's a local comedian, said, this happened, and George Zimmerman is back to Zimmermaning.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, but it makes so much sense. It's just, he's just nuts.
Right, because when this case happened, you're like, well, we weren't there, we don't know, and then they acquitted him and all that type of stuff.
You know, we were very much in favor of the law in this situation, not necessarily in favor of George Zimmerman, but in the way the law read, Zimmerman was, in this state of Florida, was defending himself, according to the testimony, and we were very much on the side of him getting off for that. Now, looking back on it, knowing more, which most juries don't get to know while they're deciding the case as well, we realize that he's nuts and that
right.
we probably now can think that he was at fault because he probably started trouble.
Right,
scared
because
the kid.
Now you he go to looking. Character,
yeah.
you see where he did the fake saving somebody
yeah,
in an accident.
Caught, yeah.
Then he was outside of somebody's place. I'm doing security and yeah. pulling gun on people. And
now we know he's nuts.
Yeah, yeah. So, and $100 million. Yeah,
good luck with that.
Good luck. Carmen.
Yes.
How safe do you feel in an Uber?
It depends.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I get like 7, 8, depending.
Out of 10, like 7 or 8?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many people do you think have been murdered in an Uber in 2018?
By an Uber driver?
Murdered. It just says murdered. It doesn't say by an Uber driver, but it says while in an Uber.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 25.
Yeah, I'll go higher. I'll go 50.
I'm going to say 10.
9 people.
Ooh.
Uber said on Thursday that it had reports of 3,045 sexual assaults during its rides in the United States in 2018, with 9 people being murdered and 58 people killed in crashes in its first study detailing unsafe incidents in the ride-sharing platform. The number of incidents represented is a fraction. It's just 0.0002% of Uber's 1.3 billion rides
right.
in the United States. But still, you think about that, you're like, that many people died? That many people got sexually assaulted? That many people got murdered?
Yeah.
You know? Right.
It sounds crazy, but whenever you do the actual percentage, it's a very, very small percent of all the rides.
Right.
Yeah.
You think about it. You take those statistics and put them into plane travel and anything else
right.
that has as many flights, and
yeah.
it's probably similar. Maybe not the sexual assault, but I have taken Uber in New York years ago first before I took it anywhere here. And because there's already so many black cars in New York, SUVs, town cars, all that stuff, it was very similar to when you hire a car to pick you up from the airport. So I loved it. But the idea of getting in the back of somebody's Camry and all that to go home, I've never gone more than a couple of miles in an Uber. Like if we play with Pitbull Toddler, I'm staying in a hotel, I'll Uber to the show from there so I don't have to drive home. And that's always 5 minutes, you know. And I just sit in the back of some weird dude's van where you're going there. It's not so bad for 5 minutes, but if I'm a girl and I got to go from St. Pete to Tampa, I feel really awkward doing that.
If I'm a girl getting in an Uber, I take a picture of the Uber driver and send it to my friend.
Yeah.
And let him know that I just did that.
No.
I'm going to take a picture and send it to my friend so you don't sexually assault
right.
or murder me.
Well, they tell you like on the app before you get in the car, like when your Uber driver gets there, it sends you the alert that they're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Uber reminds you, sends you a notification, check the license plate and check the driver before you get in the
car.
Oh,
I do that.
Right.
But it reminds you on the app to do that.
I love when I get in and the driver goes, Michael?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's me.
Yeah.
I like when they ask your name and you just look at them and go, maybe.
Mm. No,
that's... Yeah.
A Pasco County music teacher was arrested Wednesday after deputies said he repeatedly grabbed and poked the buttocks of a man who was cleaning his house. Stephen Ailing, he's 54 years old. We've got a great picture of him on Bone TV. Faces charge of battery, according to the Pasco County Sheriff's Office. Ailing teaches music at Sunray Elementary School in Holiday. The victim and a witness told deputies that Ailing kept grabbing and poking the man after he told Ailing to stop. Deputies say Ailing admitted to groping the man, but he said he didn't know why the man was upset and stated he was unsure if he touched the victim's buttocks multiple times. The school district placed Ailing on administrative leave and wanted everybody to know they have nothing to do with it. But he just happens to be a teacher there.
Wasn't sure if he touched him on the butt multiple times.
Yeah, come on.
What are you, hiring dudes to come over and clean your house? And then,
yes, that's what he's doing.
Yeah, it seems like it, all right.
That is a creepy-looking man.
Merry Christmas.
I wish I can get beyond, like, I mean, anybody that listens to the show knows that Galvin and I, in Spanish, of course, have no problem saying we think guys are good-looking. You know, we're all straight guys. Spanish questionable because he wears makeup.
Right.
But none of us are homophobic and all that. But I can't get past using a guy for a massage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Yeah. Yeah.
And I bet that, like, I had my shoulder worked on one time by a guy who used to be a massage guy for the Lightning back in the day, or maybe it was a Storm back in the day, and he was a big bald guy, and he was strong, and he worked it right out, and I was like, oh, that was fantastic. But I didn't lay down shirtless
right.
or naked with a towel on my butt, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And it's not, I'm certainly positive the man isn't going to try to touch me in any way.
Right.
It's just, I can't relax.
Yeah, with that guy, though, you're like, that was fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, right on his head.
Yeah, just a little.
Well-packed. Oh, man.
Well packed. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Guns N' Roses, Maroon 5, and DJ Khaled will serve as headliners for this year's Super Bowl Music Fest, which invades Miami the weekend leading up to the Super Bowl. Not the halftime show.
So who's playing
the
halftime show? Yeah.
The halftime show is Jennifer Lopez.
I thought she said no. She's doing it?
Oh, when did she say no?
I don't know. Maybe in my dreams.
No, J-Lo, and I think is a special guest.
So Guns N' Roses is not a better idea?
Yeah, right. Guns N' Roses is going to play the...
Well, it is in Miami.
The Music Fest.
Yeah.
Maroon 5, DJ Khaled, they'll all be there and stuff. The three-day fest is at the city's American Airlines Arena. Kicks off Thursday, January 30th with DJ Khaled and friends. Among them will be DaBaby.
Ooh.
Guns N' Roses will take stage on Friday, January 31st, while Maroon 5... The 2019 Super Bowl halftime headliners will play the arena Saturday, February 1st, with some special guests to be announced.
This is why I don't, and I hate to sound old and unhip, but I still don't understand DJ Khaled.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't understand. Like, he's not a DJ.
DJ Khaled right. is Pharrell without making his own music,
but
I think.
But Pharrell writes songs and sings.
Yeah.
DJ Khaled doesn't do any of that.
That's why I just said, without his own music. He's like a producer and brings stuff to people in certain songs. Like,
but then what is he going to do at the music fest?
He'll have the people that are on the songs that he produces or puts together and does the different
stuff.
He's
like the hype guy, basically. I mean, he yells his name, DJ Khaled, a lot, and then just, he's like, yeah, get the crowd going. It's, and then he has his keys to success.
I mean, By the way, he's a rapper, a songwriter.
He doesn't rap. He doesn't. I do want to point out that DJ Khaled also has butthole eyes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that's more just fat face. He's like, if he lost weight, he may not have.
Oh, man, what if they disappeared?
Butthole eyes. What were you going to say, Spanish? You looked something up? Or
yeah, I was going to say you were correct. It's Jennifer Lopez and Shakira for the halftime show.
Halftime show.
Very Miami.
Who else? I mean, is Pitbull going to come out? Like, isn't he Mr. Worldwide? Isn't he Miami guy, right?
Yeah.
305, Mr. 305.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if they got Trick Daddy and Trina to come out at one point?
Man.
Right? They don't even really have to sing, but just to come out, that'd be cool.
I love the kids.
Yeah.
Who else is... Gloria Estefan.
Dude,
right?
Don't play.
I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah,
old school. Old school.
Old school. Like if Gloria Estefan came out with Jennifer Lopez.
Yes. Right. That's what I'm saying.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a special guest. You know, so J-Lo's out there and they start playing that and she goes, oh, this is one of my favorites, but I can't do it justice. Ladies and gentlemen, Gloria Estefan, and she comes out and then they do it together. Yeah.
Do that conga, no, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga, no, you can't control yourself any longer.
J-Lo dances to it.
Oh, yeah, she just shakes her ass.
How are we not doing this?
I know, right? We need to write for politicians and then produce a halftime show.
All right, so J-Lo, Gloria Estefan, who else? Pitbull,
right. Shakira.
Shakira's not, I mean, she's there, but she's not really Miami.
But she's there.
Yeah.
And she's...
But she comes out and does this.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. She shakes her hips.
Yep.
She does her hips while J-Lo does her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Ricky Martin? Is he Miami?
Yeah.
I mean, he fits.
Yeah? What about J-Lo's ex-husband?
Mark Anthony.
Is he Miami?
No, you wouldn't say.
She nicks that.
Oh, yeah?
Probably. Well, he's more like
A-Rod ain't having that. Yeah.
A-Rod.
By the way, can I tell you why I hate that guy?
Why?
Mark Anthony?
I like A-Rod, though. Hate Mark Anthony. Hate him because of that movie, Man on Fire.
Oh, yeah.
When he sold his own daughter out.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
By the way, did you watch the documentary, the steroids and baseball documentary? I forget what it was called.
It's called Oakland A's 1987.
No, but it's about A-Rod.
Yeah, I didn't.
And all this stuff. And the guy is down in Miami and everything, but they have kids reenact all this stuff. And it's so funny because he goes, I open the door and there's A-Rod. And it's this kid, good looking young kid with blue eyes. And he's dressed in a Yankees uniform and stuff.
That's
he's got
funny.
A little goatee.
Awesome.
It's hilarious. Yeah, I forget what it's called. It's I'll look it up and find it.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, it was pretty interesting stuff. Speaking of football, Colin Kaepernick's November workout was a success.
What?
To whom?
Not for him. An NFL team is officially signing one of the wide receivers that he was throwing to. Jordan Vassey got invited to Cleveland to try out for the Browns, didn't end up landing a contract with them, but then the receiver finally landed a deal this week with the Redskins. They called and offered him a spot on the practice squad.
Hilarious.
Yeah. So hilarious. Anybody but you, yeah. Kaepernick.
You think they did this kind of just a slight Kaepernick?
Yes.
Yeah. 100%. Chris,
on the practice squad, you don't need to hire a practice squad player in the middle of the season.
Right.
Yeah. North Carolina woman died when police say her oxygen tank exploded in her home.
Oh.
Yeah. That's terrible. The 61-year-old woman was using an oxygen tank and smoking a cigarette
on,
at the same time. Yeah,
what are you doing?
We'll play dumb games.
Jeez.
Win dumb prizes.
Yeah.
The cigarette ignited Belinda Cobble's oxygen tank, which exploded and caused a fire in her home. Her husband was sleeping in another room, was woken up by the fire alarm and managed to put out the fire and call 911. But the woman died.
Oh,
yeah, well, you don't smoke with oxygen.
What are you doing?
It just doesn't work out that way. These people are pretty much scumbags. In Georgia, two employees of the Carroll County Cemetery are accused of stealing dozens of memorials and selling them for profit. Thomas McAdams and Anna Millwood allegedly stole more than 72 bronze memorials from a storage room at the Meadowbrook Memory Gardens in Villa Rica and sold them to a recycling center. They were arrested last week. The 72 memorials were valued at about $4,500 each, bringing the total value to more than $300,000.
Wow.
We have a picture of the two idiots up on both. Look how dirty that guy looks. You just know he stinks, right?
But if we sell this, man, I can. My mugshot's going to be so bad. I don't plan on having one.
Just
but
don't
if I
cry
ever do,
in yours.
No, I won't cry.
Yeah, me either.
But people will be like, I'll be on national television, and this guy got arrested with butthole eye.
A woman ran over a 63-year-old barber. Why? She ran over a 63-year-old barber because...
Cut her hair too short.
Cut her hair too short.
Cut her kid's hair too short. Messed up her kid's hair.
Messed up her kid's hair. Carmen?
Ooh, cut her husband's hair.
Spanish is the winner on this one.
Oh, really?
She pushed him through the front of the store with her car and severely breaking one of his legs, all because she was mad about the haircut that he gave her son.
Listen, I almost beat up a hairdresser who gave my son one of his first haircuts.
Oh, really?
He made him cry.
Yeah.
And then he grabbed him by the shoulders, not rough, but just held him. He looked at me and goes, what are you, a baby girl? Why are you going to cry?
Oh.
My wife called me, and I swear to God, I one day wanted to kill that guy.
Ooh, that's not cool.
No.
I remember I was probably 12, maybe 11, and I had long hair, and I was trying to grow it out, trying to grow it, like, really long, and I went to get a haircut, and I just, like, trimmed, because my mom said if you cut to split ends, they'll grow longer and stuff, and I go, okay. So I go, and the guy gave me a rat tail.
Oh, man.
He held the mirror up, and I just went, oh, I was so mad. I had to have him cut it straight because I don't want a rat tail.
What year is this?
Grow over again. That was probably around 82.
I chose a rat tail.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, first of all, it was in style for a little while in my neighborhood.
It was? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
But then in high school, my principal came up to me and he grabbed me by the back of the hair and he was below the collar. And he was like, and no, she goes, get a haircut. So I went and got a haircut, but I didn't want to give up my longer hair.
Uh-huh.
So I cut it and into a tail where you could tuck it. Because when you untucked it, you could separate it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
spread it out.
Yeah.
Spread it out like eagle's wings.
Yes.
Let it flow.
I knew you were a tail tucker. Starbucks just changed their dress code. So now you can wear kilts. We already knew that. You could do that. You could do that before.
Mm-hmm.
You could have crazy hair, right? All different color hair.
Sure.
You know what you can do now? Facial piercings.
Oh, I've seen that already.
Well, I've never seen a Starbucks employee with more than earrings. Maybe I don't go enough.
Hey, can we be honest about something about Starbucks? I have like three main Starbucks that I go to all the time.
Okay.
Like to the point where I know Joe at one. I used to know a whole bunch. You used to know a whole bunch in my Starbucks. There's a whole bunch of nice girls that work there. There's Joe at one. There's Annie at the other. Like, I know a couple of these people at the Starbucks. But there are plenty of Starbucks I go to where I don't know the people.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to talk to me about my day. So how was your day going?
Yep.
I always go, pretty good. How about you? Well, I don't really care. I don't really care. You don't care about my day. Yeah. I don't care about yours. Right. Let's just say, sorry, your drink will be a minute, and I'll be just happy with that.
So before now, they could wear earrings, and they could have a small nose stud in there and stuff, but Starbucks says that they still will not allow face and neck tattoos, so you can't do that, but employees can dye their hair whatever color.
You're allowed to have tattoos all over your hands and arms.
Yeah, I don't understand why. Yeah. It's not like they work at a church, you know what I mean?
Neck and face takes a certain kind of person.
Face is a little bit intimidating. Neck, if it just creeps up under your collar, that's not a big deal.
I think you're in the Polish mob or something.
But I would love to get a neck tattoo.
I have seen some that are
like not like over here.
See, that's what I want.
Remember, like George Clooney and Dust Till Dawn, where he crept up out of his thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. But also, that was George Clooney, which cool. helps.
Right. It makes a lot better looking.
He's so handsome.
Hoppy should get a neck tattoo.
Dude.
Just a bolt on either side.
Bro.
That would be hilarious.
That would be great.
Oh, my God.
You want to get a neck tattoo, like, across your neck?
I don't really know. I don't have anything in mind.
Right over here, loser.
Yeah, probably, or unemployed. But, yeah, I've always wanted to do, like, from ear to ear all the way.
Did you really?
Talked to Skip about it, yeah.
I messaged Carmen last night. I texted her because I was asking what Spanish's middle name was. Carmen said,
Joseph.
I don't know, but I think it's this. That's what she said. And she wasn't sure, so I had to ask Spanish for something for a Christmas present, but I told Spanish I was getting a back tattoo.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Is it weird? Is it Joseph?
It is, yeah. Anthony Joseph Polakemi. Yeah,
I knew it. You're right. I was right.
Yeah.
I
was right.
The second.
I didn't know.
I'm not surprised that you were right. I'm surprised that I was right.
I'm surprised I was right.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Spanish, I got you something already that I saw, and I go, oh, Spanish would like that, but it's not the main gift. Then I got you something that is like your main gift, but I think I might get you something else, too.
Wow.
I like that.
Carmen?
Yeah?
I don't have you.
No.
But I already got you the best gift ever.
What is it?
Mm-hmm.
It's really good.
I get to stay here for another year?
No, not necessarily.
That's not.
Is my gift for Carmen awesome?
Yes.
I think he told us
what it was, and it's really good. Don't try and get Spanish to tell you.
Yeah, please don't, Carmen.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
No, but Mike, what is it?
It's a gift.
For?
You.
Christmas.
Okay, and what is it?
Yes.
By the way, real quick, to change subjects so you stop asking.
Yeah.
Did we wind up figuring out Tony and Gio and the switching? Tony doesn't want to have Gio.
Well, Tony hit me up and said any ideas for Gio, and I thought my idea would be let's just switch. I'll take Gio and then you have Dom. Not that I don't want to buy anything for Dom. I'm probably going to get Dom something anyway.
So did you guys do that or no?
No, I didn't. I was at a busy afternoon and talked to Tony yesterday.
Can you guys help me get something for Tony? Because I have no idea.
Skin bleaching?
Whoa. Like he needs that?
No, he likes to keep it
tan.
In case the sun gets to him, he can take it right off.
Mm-hmm. Skin bleaching.
Get him a sweater he can wear around his neck and a tennis racket.
I was going to get him a bunch of iTunes gift cards and just set up there. He had to buy a bunch of music.
I'm telling you right now, Spanish, the main gift that I got you, I was looking through stuff and trying to come up with ideas and stuff, and I was like... That's good.
Thank you, Galvin.
Yeah, I think you'll like it.
Yes.
Last year, KFC started selling Yule logs that smelled like fried chicken, and they sold out immediately. Well, now they're back, and you should be able to get one this time because they're selling them exclusively at Walmart this year. We have a picture. There they are. So if you want a fried chicken smell in your house, it might not be bad.
It'd be delicious.
It might not be bad.
You just reminded me, Galvin, I need two things from our listening audience.
Okay.
One is the gentleman who came over last year and set up my fireplace for me.
Mm-hmm.
I need that done again, but I don't know if I still have that dude's phone number. So fireplace guy,
okay.
If you can come over.
What do you mean set it up? Here's all you do.
No.
Take a wad of hundreds. Take a wad of hundreds, light them on fire, put them under a log.
No.
We already did that outside, Galvin.
Listen to me. It's a gas fireplace.
Uh-huh.
And once a year, the pilot light has to be lit.
Okay.
I had it on, but then the gas company came out. Remember when I smelled gas?
Right.
And they shut everything off. and now it's off. So I tried to relight it myself, and every time I click the light thing, I feel like I'm going to blow up the neighborhood. Yeah, right. So I'm like, I'd rather just have that guy come back again. The other thing is I need to reupholster the seats of my Sprinter. So if there's a good upholstery company, if you guys could just email me. Don't tell me about your friend Ted's. But if you're an upholstery company and you're like, oh, yeah, we could do Sprinter seat, just please email me.
License and bonded.
Yeah.
Not Gary from down the street.
Yeah. I have a feeling you're going to come in one day, Mike, and just half your beard and eye is going to be melted away from the
probably
pilot.
Right.
Yeah,
probably you know, right.
Like Mel Gibson poor from that movie.
Yeah, dude, you poor thing.
Yeah.
Man without a face.
Yeah. Today is Bartender Appreciation Day, which ties in perfectly for tonight's big party at LBC, where we will be bartending and doing all kind of stuff. It's been observed the first Friday in December since 2011. So if you're going to a bar, especially if you're coming to LBC tonight, all the tips go into charity, to the Calta Family Foundation. But anywhere you go, make sure you take care of your bartender because they're taking care of
you. Yeah, really. Always take care of you, especially if you go to a place all the time.
Yeah. And if you don't have money to tip, you don't have money to drink.
Yeah right? I don't understand people that go to bars and don't tip.
There had been, like, when I bartended, there had been people that were regulars, and they're like, hey, dude, I'm going to have to get you next time. I'm like, that's fine. And then they would, and I'd go, good guy.
But can't you, like, I do, because a lot of times I don't have any cash, and if I have card, and because I know a lot of bartenders prefer cash, I'll just say, just charge me, like, a penny or whatever, and I'll tip on there. You know what
can
I mean?
Can I, because a lot of times I'll be out, and somebody will go, the owner took care of your dinner, and I'll go, I don't have any cash for a tip, so I have to make them charge me for, like, a drink or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel terrible even asking that.
I know.
What?
I don't know. I just want you to pay them extra.
Yeah.
Not at all. If you're giving a tip, they're totally fine with it.
Yeah. How much, let's talk about this, realistic tips.
Okay.
If I get a Bud Light, and that Bud Light costs me $2.75, what's an appropriate tip?
A buck. I always say, like, a buck a drink is totally fine. But then if you get around, say you get like four or five drinks and you throw a five or something, that's great. I always, you know, being a bartender, you go up to a bar, first round, get them and get them heavy and say, hey, just keep an eye out for me.
Okay. I was going to ask you if it's just better to just throw them a fat tip up at front, you know, like give them a
$20. If you're standing at the bar, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah, up front. And then if you run a tab or do something like that, you know, you take kind of care of them up front with a little cash, and then I'll get you on the tab and do it that way and stuff. Yeah, because there's a lot of people, and you know, you can tell the people that are the most demanding are the people that aren't going to tip you.
Yeah.
They're the worst. And it's so funny because whenever I taught bartending, I taught people, I would say, you never know who's going to tip you. You see a guy who comes up and he's got the designer shirt and he's got a big Rolex watch and this and that, he'll leave you $5 on a $300 tab.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you got a guy who's got a hat with a hook in it and the white boots on and stuff, and he's tipping you $20 every Budweiser.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's the... So I usually just give them my card and I run a tab, and I'll tip them at the end.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody... That's what I'm always... I'll take care of you at the end.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
All right, good. Good to know.
Dana White says the fight deal he made with Floyd Mayweather was entirely constructed and sealed at the Clippers game last month.
What?
He says that they are targeting September 2020 for a fight date. While White didn't reveal any details about Floyd's potential opponent, TMZ Sports previously reported that Mayweather is actually trying to book two comeback fights in 2020, both boxing matches.
So that would be Mayweather and McGregor is going to be, or Khabib, and the only thing that's going to be worth watching.
Well, here's what they say. Sources close to Floyd say that he wants to fight a respected pro boxer, considering Manny Pacquiao.
Oh, wow. Again.
Oh, so so Dana would just be the promoter.
Right, I guess.
Okay.
Like they would go in together or something. Plus another match with a UFC fighter. So he's going to do like a boxer and a UFC fighter, both boxing, though.
If he was going to fight a Manny Pacquiao, I wish they both had to train full UFC and then fight each other because they both come from boxing backgrounds. You know what I mean?
Now, that would be interesting. And I think Manny would have the
advantage there.
Floyd has previously called out Khabib, but it's unclear if he that's intended target for UFC side of
can
things.
Can Khabib box?
He's got stand-up. You know, he can fight, but, boxing is completely different.
Yeah.
Whatever, and you're going against arguably the greatest boxer ever to live. Of course, Conor McGregor is very interested in a rematch, but not sure whether that's, you know, going to happen. So we'll see what happens. They say that he's looking for maybe two fights. But it's weird because, so are you unretired? Are these exhibitions? What's going on?
If there's sanctioned fights, it affects his record, correct? His 50-0?
Right. If it's not an exhibition, if it's an actual fight,
it will affect his record.
Yeah. Okay. Like, he went over and fought. Remember, he fought that Asian guy.
Yeah.
And then he was like, eh, it's just an exhibition. But they were promoting it. It was an actual fight. And that guy got a ghost punch.
Yeah, he took a dive.
Rolled backwards, all the way back to his apartment and stuff. Yeah, it was very weird. So we'll see what happens. I just hope he doesn't sully his career because, I mean, really, as far I know, whatever outside of boxing, I'm talking just boxing, arguably the greatest fighter of all time, you know, so don't mess that up.
Got a great legacy.
Federal prosecutors are accusing singer R. Kelly of scheming with others to pay for a fake ID for an unnamed female a day before he married R&B singer Aaliyah, who was then 15 years old, in a secret ceremony in 1994. The revised indictment filed Thursday in New York accuses Kelly of paying a bribe in exchange for a, quote, fraudulent identification document for someone identified only as Jane Doe on August 30th in 94. A day later, Kelly, then 27, married Aaliyah in a secret ceremony arranged by Kelly at a hotel in Chicago. The marriage was annulled months later because of her age. He was 27. She was 15.
Ugh.
Aaliyah, of course, remember, died in a plane crash in 2001 at the age of 22.
Break them off with
Watch
out, ladies.
Now,
I'm not trying
what?
To be rude, it's hey, raping time.
You, the way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill. Trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach. The way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that do-do. And let me give you that heat.
This is a good song. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
How you doing, sir?
I'm your fireplace guy.
Oh, thank God.
I noticed the big blue tarp on your house.
Yeah, well, it's off now. I'm getting a new roof done. But, yeah, if you can tell me when you can swing by, that'd be awesome.
Anytime you need me. I'm pretty available. I'll be late afternoon today. But, I mean, if you want me to do it tomorrow about mid afternoon, right. I can do that.
Do me a favor. I'll put you on hold. Carl will get your number. I'll call you after the show.
Yeah.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Bam.
That's why I love
the show.
People
helping people.
Now, if you can upholster my vehicle, please just email me.
Yeah.
I'm looking to hire within our listening audience.
Sure.
I don't want anything for free. I'm paying this guy. I think it was $80 last time he came over. I'm happy to pay. I would much rather have people in our circle.
I have some good news.
I love good news. Got me so excited. Don't ruin it.
Huey Lewis and the News are putting out their first album of new material in 19 years.
But he can't sing.
Yeah, he can.
No, that was the whole reason we were never going to see him is because he had like ear problems or something.
No, remember we played a track from him that they put out.
Yeah, but I thought he couldn't do it live because he had...
I don't know. They may have done the same thing they did with Brian Johnson where they got him the...
I hope they fix
them. Ears monitor and stuff, whatever. But anyways, new material, first time in the 19 years, is called Weather, and it's coming out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, how sweet.
Yeah.
I love Huey.
Look forward to that.
Love Huey Lewis.
Yeah, and I know you love new music.
I do.
Yeah.
Do you have more
new music? We got new music?
Oh, I got new music.
Oh.
Well, I've been thinking about it, and I love new music.
Yeah, you do. I have new music from a band. I'm not going to give it too much away. I'll just play it for you, and if you think you know who it is, you can go out and yell it out. This is new music. This album is going to be coming out February 7th. This is a song from there. Here you go. Listen. New music. Mike Calta Show. Any guesses?
I feel like I recognize a voice, but I can't put a name to it.
Well, for a second, I thought it was Bon Jovi.
I will tell you, it's going to be a little difficult because I don't know whether you know this. You're going to be able to recognize the voice because this is their third singer.
Oh, wow.
Anson?
Who?
Anson?
No.
No.
He's a three singer.
No,
third singer.
Lead singer.
Right.
I will tell you, the other two singers died. Stone Temple Pilots.
Really?
Yeah.
They got soft, huh?
At least this song.
Did both their singers die?
Yeah. Scott Weiland, Chester Bennington.
Yeah.
Oh, Chester. Right. Yeah, I forgot about Chester.
Now they got that Jeff guy. Yeah.
What's his name? Jeff Gutt?
Jeff Gutt. Jeff Gutt, I think it is, though. I think it's pronounced Gutt.
Gutt is a much better last name.
Do we have any other music by Jeff Gutt?
Him singing.
Because I don't want to hear a slow song. I remember you played one.
Oh, no, nothing with STP from the new album. I mean, but they had an album out with him. Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember he sounded like...
when he was doing their songs and stuff.
Yeah.
Let me see what...
Fare Thee Well? Or is that the one you're playing?
Fare Thee Well was the one there. So this here, listen to this. This is off Stone Temple Pilots from 2018.
Very low. That's pretty good.
Let's hear something else. I'll fast forward. It definitely has a old Stone Temple Pilots sound to it, and they definitely have them way back in the mix, too.
Yeah, how hard is it to go, you're listening to it, and you're like, it's a good song. It would be great if Scott Weiland was singing
that
song.
Yeah.
What's his name, Jeff Gutt?
Yeah, Gutt.
I'm going to call him Gutt.
You can call him Gutt if you want
Gutt's
to.
Gutt's the best.
That's fine.
Old Jeff Gutt.
Oh, I thought you were doing something.
No.
You were looking them up. Or
no.
Okay. So there's probably one Christmas movie that's your favorite Christmas movie. What would you say it is?
Jingle Elf. All the Way.
I would say Home Alone for me.
I like Jingle All the Way.
I like Home Alone.
Really?
I liked
Home Alone.
It.
I watched
point.
It last night.
Yeah, Alone? I watched it the other night, too.
Great.
I like Elf. Elf is our go-to movie.
Elf's great. Yeah. Yep. Jingle All the Way is a great one, favorite. Too. So here's a more objective take on it. A new, fairly scientific study used 20 different factors to find out what the ultimate Christmas movie is. They looked at popular movies. The four main categories they used were the number of Christmas references in each one, how they did at the box office, their reviews, and how much festive buzz they create year after year.
Okay.
I have the top 10 here if you like to guess any of them. If you want to go with your favorite ones that you just said, I could tell you.
Grinch. Is the Grinch on there?
The Grinch.
I love the Grinch.
How
so
the Grinch
I.
How the Grinch Stole
yeah.
Christmas
yeah, the original
2000
one.
With,
oh, no.
With Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
I like the cartoon one.
Well, the one with Jim Carrey is number 4.
Okay.
Number 1 is It's a Wonderful Life.
Number 1 is not It's a Wonderful Life, because there's really not a lot of Christmas talk in there.
I know,
think about that.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the categories that
What
they
about
have.
The Babes in Toyland?
Babes in Toyland.
Yeah. No, not on the list?
No.
Home Alone? Is that Home Alone on the list?
Number 1.
Yeah.
Really? Home Alone. Number 2, Elf.
Yeah.
Number 3, Love Actually?
That's a good movie.
Is, it, during, movie?
Is it during Christmas?
I did not know. That, but I do love that movie.
Carmen, you're saying yes?
Yes.
Okay. Number 4 is the Jim Carrey Grinch movie. Number 5, The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Great
which is a great movie and a great idea.
But there's 9 of them.
Right. The first one, though, was really good. Number 6 is The Nightmare Before Christmas. My wife will be happy
about
that.
People love that movie. I've never seen that.
My wife loves that stuff.
It's
so.
A good movie.
What about Four Christmases?
Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn.
That's a funny movie.
Yeah, right?
Really good.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And there,
John Favreau.
That is not on the list. No.
It's a good movie.
Number 10 is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay, yeah.
Number 9 is The Polar Express. Number 8 is Gremlins.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that's a Christmas movie.
Number 7 is Arthur Christmas, which came out in 2011. It's an animated movie, but it was big in England.
Okay. What is it? Die Hard? Isn't that a Christmas movie?
Oh, Die Hard just missed the top 10.
Okay.
What
about Fred Claus?
Christmas movie. No, not on the list. Home Alone 2 just missed out, and Scrooge just missed out, but that was the top 10 there.
Oh, Scrooge.
So number 1 was Home Alone. Number 2 was Elf.
Scrooge is a good movie.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin has to make so much money every year from Home Alone.
Depending on what kind of deal he did and all that type of stuff.
Well, because I know, Galvin, you have been telling everyone to watch the movies that made us.
Yeah, really good.
So last night, I watched the movie that made us, Home Alone, and then I watched Home Alone right after.
Right.
Just to kind of see. And it is
it makes you want to watch it.
Yeah. Right. And it's amazing because, like, something to think about, like, that movie started off with a $10 million budget, which if you think about how much movies are worth and how much it made and how much it takes to make a movie, like, that was nothing that they had to, like, build their whole sets and everything.
There's the Ghostbusters one, the movies that made us, the Ghostbuster one, there's really interesting how that got made and how much money and what came about.
I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, it's really very interesting.
I watched a Die Hard one.
Yeah.
And did not know that was Alan Rickman's first movie.
I know, right? Yeah, he was like a stage actor and stuff. So he was an unknown.
Wow.
Bruce Willis coming just from Moonlighting.
And Bruce Willis was like their 12th choice.
And think about this. TV actors didn't make movies back then. It wasn't like that it is now where they're doing stuff and you have movie actors selling, you know, stuff on TV and doing everything. That was very separated type of thing. So,
it was pretty interesting. It's called The Movies That Made Us, and it's basically like a pop-up video for movies.
Yeah.
It's pretty
good. On Netflix. So everybody's near a computer right now, right?
Yes.
All right. Do you want to find out what you listen to the most on Spotify this year? Spotify just rolled out the 2019 version of the popular feature called Spotify Wrapped, which shows the songs and artists you listen to the most throughout the year. Here's how you do it. You're going to go to SpotifyWrapped.com. That's WRAPPED.com.
All right.
Are you going to do it or not?
I don't know. Because then I'm going to have to log in.
Do you not know your login?
No. But the other thing is that it doesn't make sense for me because I use my Spotify to play Joyner music. And then I use it to let my kids play music.
Yeah.
So if it comes up and tells me Swale is my most listened to, it won't be very accurate.
You have to do it online?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you do. You have to do it on a computer.
Yeah. So for me, it won't be a very accurate telling of what I listen to.
You know, I didn't even think about that. That's true because we have ours. Kind of together. I don't even know my login.
No.
I just logged in with Facebook. Well, I guess you don't have a Facebook, Alvin.
No. Well, anyways, if you want to do it, if you're listening and you want to do it, here's how you do it. Go to SpotifyWrapped.com, and it's wrapped like you wrapped a Christmas present. You log into Spotify. Spotify will start to show you info on the music you played in 2019, starting with your music taste, how it changed throughout the season, throughout the year, all that type of stuff. You're going to tap down the arrow, move all the way down to your stats. There's about 15 different pages. The final one will show you the artist and the songs you listen to the most, as well as the top genre and the minutes spent listening and stuff. I have to imagine most of mine is going to be Led Zeppelin, Rival Sons, and Slayer.
I would imagine most of mine will be Justin Bieber, but that wasn't me. Somebody else in my family.
Yeah.
Spanish, who has me for the Secret Santa?
Gio.
Oh, can I just show you what I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
And if you can tell anybody, I want one of these hats.
Okay.
It's Orthodox Jew hat, and it looks like, I don't even know, it just looks like a round piece of hair.
Yeah.
That's a round piece of hair?
Well, it looks like the hat's made out of hair.
Ooh.
Not really, but that's what I want. I need to know what that's called, and I want one.
What about that guy we had the mugshot the other day that looked like he had a black cloud on his
head? Yeah, that was pretty cool, but I don't want that. I want this.
Do one of those?
Jew hat.
That is it for news.
All right. Let me tell you a couple of things.
Okay.
First of all, you know, tonight's a big party at LBC. Everybody's invited. We hope to see everybody out there. We're trying to raise money for kids for Christmas, and this is a great, fun way to do it. $1 to every Bud Light sold goes to the charity. All of our tips go to charity. Most of the station's going to be there. Ronnie D and the Superstars. Get there around 7:30. Be a great time tonight. Now, for Christmas, we have something coming up after the break that we're going to try and help you out with. Months ago, I brought my friend Ben in here from Malectronic. They're a local company that has the astronaut at all the hockey games. And Ben made these really awesome real wireless headphones. Now, I don't like to stick headphones in my ear. The AirPods don't work for me. I like to have headphones that cover my ear. And when I'm on a plane, I want noise canceling. So he's got noise canceling wireless headphones that are half the price of the ones you see in the mall. And they work just the same, if not better. And they're a local company. And Ben came on the air with us because I wanted to tell people about it, and he sold completely out of his stock. Like, he had to order and have the factory make more for him because it went so well. It was such a great price deal, and the product is so good. that it completely sold out. Nobody expected it. So Ben said, I'm going to make a bunch.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.